This is a previously recorded episode of The Gooder Guys Show. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello, everybody.
It's another episode of The Gooder Guys Show, our second episode.
Episode number two.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I mean,
yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm just putting a numeral to it.
Yeah, well.
You use the words, I use the number.
That's like you're trying to be Canadian. Like, you're like trying to say. Like,
no, I didn't apologize to you for anything.
No, you did. It's true. It's very nice of you. So, Tony, what an exciting week. How the hell are you, man? First of all, how the heck are you?
I'm just peachy keen this week.
You came in really happy. What the heck's going on?
I don't know. I had a good day, I guess. Okay. I know it's so unusual for me to be happy, but yeah, I had a good day.
Uh-huh.
So, and how about yourself there, Jeremy?
It's great, man. It's great. We had a great weekend at Mopop Fest, the first Mopop Fest in downtown Detroit,
which was previously held
in Sterling Heights. It's past 2 years, but like they reset the clock or whatever. And this year it was on the river in Detroit.
Yeah,
it was awesome. So I was the art guy for it. I got all the artists to, you know, do stuff.
The art guy meaning you, what was your responsibilities?
I guess you could say I curated pianos. I curated art stuff. But, you know, me being an artist as well, I also did the I painted 2 days live straight, talked to a lot of people, handed out stickers. It was really So shout out to Gary Arnett for making me some stickers, man. That's pretty cool. Have my stupid face.
Speaking of shout outs, we'd like to give a big shout out to our good friend,
yes,
the sexy and talented
Steven Schultes, absolutely,
for that awesome musical interlude that opens the show.
We should throw a contest out there for people who want to like write some lyrics for it.
Ooh, that'd be cool. It could be, actually.
If you want to be in the contest, you write some lyrics for it, you come on the show, be a guest in the show.
And you'll sing it live.
Sing it live. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
So they'll sing it live, and then we'll they'll get pizza and beer.
Right. And if
and
you
we'll
stink,
hang out
we'll
with
throw
us.
Rotten Tomatoes at you.
Well, no, that's not nice.
Oh,
Tony.
I took it too far, huh?
You took it too far, dude.
Okay.
I think that would be good. So there you go. So hit us up on Twitter or the Facebook page.
The Facebook. It's called the Facebook. I think that's its official name,
the Facebook.
I
got to find the Facebook, the Twitter, actually. I'm on Twitter tonight. You're on the Facebook.
And I'm handling Facebook duties
and,
right now.
And I don't know why we're – well, I guess we're telling them we're just getting ready, I suppose.
We are doing – you know, it's a constant show prep. I guess.
Since show prep.
You know, we're
live on air. We're show prep.
We're like, never really prepared for anything, so we have to prep as we go.
Well, we're busy men, Tony.
We are kind of busy men.
We're busy art guys.
Speaking of busy, what have you been up to other than Mopop?
Before that, I just want to say that it's at Twitter's at Gooder Guys Radio. So that's where it's at.
Gooder Guys Radio.
And what's the Facebook?
Facebook is The Gooder Guys Show.
Okay. So which is bad because it's too – but we couldn't get The Gooder Guys Show.
We couldn't get The Gooder Guys Show on Twitter.
Okay. So
for whatever reason.
So we are The Gooder Guys. So that was taken. But we have The Gooder – what did I say again? Gooder Guys,
Gooder Guys Radio.
No, The. Gooder Guys Radio. To get back to your question, T, you know, man, what'd you say?
I want to know what you're up to. What's the haps with Jeremy?
Okay, so check this out. So I run the Rivers Edge Gallery in downtown Wyandotte with the beautiful, talented Pat Slack, who's owned that place for 40 years and hustled hard. So recently, you know, I've become partners at the gallery there. It's pretty exciting stuff.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You knew that, I think.
I didn't. No, I didn't know that. You didn't know that? This is actually the first I'm hearing of
really?
That.
Really? You didn't know
yeah,
that?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so Pat has relinquished gallery duties, and she's given them – I run the gallery part. Wow. I mean, interior design. I mean, she's still the queen bee. Like,
well, she does a lot of interior design. I know she's hustles, always man. She's always she out looking for either furniture or fabrics or she's checking out a space
or showing a space or she's helping people out. In fact, go find her on Facebook right now at PATT Slack SLECK. And see if friend request her. No, don't do that. I don't know. Maybe you should. I don't know. She's a great lady.
She's a great lady. She's an awesome person.
What would you say, like my surrogate mother?
Surrogate mother. Yeah, that's a huge compliment. But you know what? She's
pretty awesome.
She's I mean, I can remember plenty of times when I've just come and sat in the gallery and you know, we've just talked for hours, you know, on a slow day and she was always just there to listen and
she's never slow for her.
Well, no, not slow for her.
She takes the time.
I'm talking. There's not a lot of traffic coming through the gallery.
Right.
That doesn't mean she's not working. Oh, she's working. Always working because she's always on that computer with
working.
Whether it's she's hustling down leads or looking for things she needs for a job, the woman is in constant motion.
Exactly. Perpetually, like, what should I say, 35?
She's like a perpetual motion machine.
She's like a, I don't know what that means, but I'll agree. So, pizza's here. The buzzer.
That's a lovely sound.
So,
if that's what that is, that's a lovely sound.
So basically, yeah. So I became partners in the gallery.
Awesome.
And
very
it's
good.
A smooth, slow transition.
It really does fit because how many nights do you sleep there anyway? So it's it's just good.
Well, my studio's there too. It's true. So Mopop Fest just ended. We've got the last show, Let's Pretend just came down.
Right.
We made that awesome video that you were in, the video.
Yes, I was in the Let's Pretend video.
Which was created by Brian Dawson of Captivate. Downstairs is Activate, but he's got Captivate with a number 8.
Okay.
And then, of course, the great Scott Galeski, who just retired today.
I know. I saw that.
Wyandotte Detective Scott Galeski retired today.
Just retired today.
So we're just talking about Wyandotte stuff for apparently
well, you know
just
what? Right,
us.
Well, right now we're talking about things that relate to us.
I guess.
The listeners are going to have to suffer through a little selfish airtime
so
as we talk about us. But
as it should be.
Yeah, okay, exactly,
so
as it should
is that
be.
How it works, Dave?
But we're going to have Scott and Brian in here on a future date.
Well,
yes.
Ring of Fire and then Brian.
Ring of Fire Films.
Great team. Awesome dudes. And then we've got we've got 3 interactions with Gooder Guys.
Woo.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how to do it. Maybe it's like let us in for the – we're bringing in pizza. I'm distracted. Dave Phillips is – retweeted something podcast. No one's really saying much.
Putting the announcements out about you guys.
Man,
being
I was
live.
So excited, see, Dave. I was super stoked.
Jeremy got all excited. He thought we were going to have somebody was commenting on something and we could talk about it on the air.
Poor person was listening. And
apparently, the key from at least just mentioned Zeke Cavaricci and Kelly will be diving back in again. Apparently,
okay.
Zeke. Well, I really look forward to that. Kelly, where are you at, girl? So
next week, from what I understand, everybody will be able to call in. So
is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the gear actually arrived today. I just haven't been able
to. Well, you know what? If you want to call me, my friend.
If you have Jeremy's number and you want to call into the show,
just call.
In fact, I'll just give you your number.
It'll make for the best audio ever,
I swear.
We'll
put you on speaker. It'll be fine. In fact, Steve Schultes, if you're listening. No. So
all the gear showed up. We have a phone number set and good to go. People will be able to call in probably as early as tomorrow or Friday.
Glorious times we live in.
I know. It's crazy, right?
It's really miraculous.
It's what happens when you have a real geek floating around.
Wow. What about WKRP in Cincinnati? This is like
WKRP in Cincinnati.
What do you think those guys would have done if they were
We need a Lonnie Anderson. Kind of, that's what we need.
Man, I was 8 years old, and she just made me feel funny in my pants, and I didn't know why.
I didn't understand why. Yes, I do now.
Goodness golly, she was amazing.
I'd like to maybe say we have a skinnier version.
A skinnier version? Well, yeah, definitely skinnier version.
Okay. You know what? Actually, if you threw blonde hair on Bailey, who was not bad to look at either.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's Bailey actually, was pretty hot.
That was my girl. Bailey, that was my girl.
I actually would have taken Bailey over.
See, that was the WKRP version of Marianne or Ginger was, you know, okay, you know, Bailey or Lonnie. That
right.
Was the,
yes. Yeah. And what, that's true.
And like really, how many, what percentage of dudes were into Ginger? As opposed to,
I don't know. Ginger had her merits. Marianne. I mean, I was a Marianne guy.
Yeah, we all were.
But
I mean, really,
there's that one night a week when you know you just you're right, feeling you know,
the
a little randy
in the hotel room. And,
yeah, you know, Ginger's like, hey, hey, baby, how you doing?
Yeah, you know, business trip, hotel bar.
No one's around.
Sure,
all
right, she's buying dinner. Yeah. Okay, so I guess so. Okay, so yeah, so Partners of the Gallery. Mopop Fest, which is awesome. Painted live for 2 days. Met tons of great people. Really looking forward to doing bigger and greater things next year with the Crowfoot and AIG. Shout out to Dan McGowan and Jason. Don't know his last name, but he's from AIG. Really awesome dudes. And then September 12th, well, and then October 21st is the Wine Crawl in Wyandotte.
October 21st.
Which is when I'm going to be curating a floral show.
October 21st or
yeah,
August?
It's October. No, it's August. I'm sorry, everyone. That's August 21st.
Yeah, 2 months. Yeah, details.
It's your details, right. Yeah, exactly.
Details. You can find details. Details.
Artoftheedge.com, and it was for more information. However, and then, and then September 12th. It's my very first solo art show in the D, in Detroit.
In Detroit.
Yeah.
Where exactly is
at
that going to be?
At the Atomic Cafe in Hamtramck.
I'm really looking forward to that. As a matter of fact,
super excited.
I'm going to be in Chicago that weekend.
I hate you.
But the show, I'm going to be at a comic show in Chicago, the 11th and the 12th, which is the Friday and the Saturday. But it ends at 3 o'clock on the Saturday.
Shut up.
So I should be able to make it back in time to be there for your opening night.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing.
And I'm actually going to give up my... my Motorhead tickets.
What?
So I can.
Oh my
come.
Gosh! That's September 12th too.
Yes,
that's right. Amy Schneer won't be there. Amy Schneer, one of the artists I care. Amy Schneer, big shout out to Amy Schneer. She's not. She's going to be at the Motorhead. At she's the, not going to come.
Oh well, maybe
show.
I should go to Motorhead.
You should go to. I don't. Amy Schneer's not going to come, but.
And
come
that's when Jeremy realized why he was able to book that date.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize. Well, I was going to do September 5th the week before. Which is Labor Day weekend.
So that's Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
That's
the thing. You know, I got all excited. Motorhead was coming to town, and I went and I bought the tickets, not realizing the date. And so I was just like, I want to go see Motorhead. And so I bought the tickets because, you know, you have those apps on your phone and it makes everything so darn easy.
They make it easy. They right. enable you buying things
exactly.
without further thought.
It really is a detriment to my well-being having all these apps on my phone. But I bought the tickets and then they come in the mail and I look at them and I go, why does September 12th sound familiar? And I look at my calendar on my phone and sure enough, I'm in Chicago. So
I thought you were going to say, sure enough, it was because of my art show.
No.
Your
art show wasn't on my calendar, sorry to say.
So tons of great stuff going on.
But I will, since I have to relinquish my tickets, I will come to your art show.
T, what are you doing? So besides that, so you're going to the Chicago show. What's happening before that?
Right, before that, well,
that's
I
September.
Am... oh, geez, what am I doing?
Well, you're gonna be
I'm
flowers.
Right now I'm working on... some trading cards for Topps.
Okay, cool.
For the their prelude to Star Wars: The Force Awakens set.
Okay, hold on. What the heck is that?
Okay, it's the movie, the new Star Wars movie.
Wait,
it's not out yet. No, it's coming out Christmas time. For everybody who is not in the know, which should be maybe two of you. There is going to be a new Star Wars movie coming out this December.
That's apparently going to be just chock full of cameos.
Oh, yes. But I am a huge Star Wars geek. And every time I'm given the opportunity to work on the Star Wars property for Topps Trading Cards, I jump at the
Why
chance.
Wouldn't you?
Because I just, you know, I'm drawing Star Wars. I love drawing Star Wars. Because I'm a geek.
You should like drawing Star Wars instead of drawing.
Well, here's another thing, which anybody who read the thing on Facebook,
yes.
I'm from Brooklyn.
And I'm from Vancouver.
I talk funny compared to everybody else in Michigan.
That's true.
So just used to it.
See, you gotta get the South Park intonation. You know, the I'm not your buddy guy. I'm not your guy, buddy. You know,
that's more of an Ontario thing, I think. I'm more of like a West Coast.
But yeah, so Star Wars. So the deep dark semi secret shame that like not a lot of people know, but it's still out there. So like back in the day when like the prequels were first coming out, so depending on which search engine you went to and who you asked, I ran either the number one or number two website for Star Wars on the internet.
Really?
I ran EchoStation.com.
Ooh.
What?
So like that was my baby, wow. And so like you know, and it had the Sci-Fi Channel out to the house and all kinds of stupid stuff. So in fact, it was funny that one of the things I really like about going to Comic-Con here in the one in Novi is that I run into people like Joe Caroni and some of those guys that, you know, like Matt Bush, you know, we helped them get started back in the day. They were local guys that we ran, you know, feature profiles of their Star Wars art and their work and all that stuff, you know, back in, you know, 97, 98, 99 before like, you know, before Matt Bush became Matt Bush.
Right.
You know, and went on to do all the, you know, posters and the book covers and all that stuff. We kind of helped prop him up to get there. It was kind of cool.
It's funny that you should bring up Matt Bush, because one of the other projects I'm working on.
There we go.
Which actually I have a call for Friday is Aladdin 3477, which is Matt's baby. He wrote it and he's directing it.
Yeah, he's not so much doing art anymore.
No.
He's not painting and drawing.
He still does art because he loves it, but he shifted gears a bit into writing and directing his own sci-fi movie, and I am
He did the horror flick, you know, a few years
back. That was a long while ago. Yeah. But he's doing this sci-fi version of Aladdin 3477, and I play a villain named Hashad.
Okay.
And I'll be filming on Friday.
Awesome.
We've been working on this for the last year now. And this has been just great fun.
Awesome.
It's been a great experience. I mean, I can't thank Matt enough for giving me the opportunity to be able to act in this movie. It's something that I never thought I wanted to do.
Right.
But now that I'm doing it, I absolutely love it.
You're a talented man, T.
I don't know about that.
You're talented. You're a talented dude.
But this is some of the most fun I've ever had working ever, being able to act in this movie. And I've had to speak in the movie what is referred to as Hindi.
Oh.
I think we're actually speaking Pakistani, but it's Hindi for the movie, and it's probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done.
Is coming with the language?
Which, you know, common mistake, you know, nobody speaks Hindu.
Right.
It's Hindi.
It's Hindi.
Like, you know, nobody speaks Christian.
Right.
Nobody's.
That's not true. And that's cool.
I painted a piano that was sponsored by PBR.
Yeah. Pat Blue Ribbon.
And I painted my comic strip character, Gappo the Clown, holding and drinking from a PBR can.
Yeah, those were brilliant.
Which I think they seemed to like.
And the PBR guys loved it.
Did they?
They loved that stuff, man. They Instagrammed it. They tweeted it.
Twitched. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows, right? So that was pretty exciting stuff. And
it was great fun. It was nice to be able to kind of paint outdoors, and you know, I was with a bunch of other artists, so you know, everybody was just kind of communing together.
Yeah,
you know, it was kind of like those old, I don't know.
It was a lot of good people there, man.
Like being in a salon back in Paris.
Yeah, it was a lot of good people there.
Yeah, no, we had a lot of fun.
Unfortunately, no PBR.
Was it? Yeah, no PBR on the Wednesday before MoPop, which was a little disappointing, disheartening.
Rules.
So the PBR guys were there, but they couldn't.
No, they weren't there.
They were driving the van that our next guest is going to come and talk to us about.
Okay.
So we got.
Oh, they actually drove that van?
Actually, no. They brought on a flatbed truck from North Carolina or something like that.
That's.
But they do.
You came in that thing. You're braver than I thought.
It was pretty awesome. So, but yeah. So T, we do have some special guests tonight. don't we?
We do have a special guest tonight.
We have El Arto. We have Chris Sanchez and John Medellin.
Yes, they are here. They'll be live
in
studio.
Hey, John, am I supposed to say Juan Medellin or just John Marroquin? What do I do?
Marroquin. And will our lovely third mic be joining us this evening?
Well, that's up to her, I suppose.
I know the lovely Holly Ogden is in the house. Maybe she will grace us with her presence.
She'll like throw
if she's not too busy stuffing pizza in her face.
Stuffing pizza in her face. And that, she just thanked you. So that was obviously really honest. What a great time we are in Detroit doing a bunch of cool art.
What a great time to be alive.
That's so awful. I hate that so much. tons of stuff. Now, there's a couple of cool things. I think that Crowfoot's doing some really cool thing in the Russell Industrial coming up, which I'm really excited to hear more about. Tons of great art shows coming. The summer's here. The Whitney Bar, that place on Woodward.
The Whitney restaurant?
Is this called the Whitney?
It's called the Whitney, yes.
They're doing these really great garden parties.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They're really cool.
Have you ever eaten there?
I've never eaten there. No.
I have once. It was amazing.
Really?
It's not a cheap place to eat.
Yeah, okay.
It's a very schwanky place.
And the ghost bar above too. Apparently the place is haunted. So they
oh really?
The, they
oh,
call it the ghost
see,
bar.
See, that's all you had to say. Now I'm going to go there. But so. I do like haunted places. But anyway, the Whitney was just outstanding.
Really?
Cool. Yeah, outstanding. Good. Yeah.
Well, the garden parties are happening. I mean, just summertime in Detroit is so much fun. You know, with the. What other cities have like water right next to it? You know, well, New York, Philadelphia.
Well, in the Midwest, yeah,
Pittsburgh. In the Midwest, Chicago does. Yeah. But do they
Pittsburgh?
Really, does Chicago really use their water though?
They just pollute it, I think.
Okay, well, so like Detroit,
Chicago, you know, they get.
Does Pittsburgh use their water either?
They pollute it also.
You think they're all as soulless?
I believe that it caught on fire at one point.
Well, that was, dude, oh, no, that was back Cleveland. In the day.
That was Cleveland.
That was back in the day.
Back in the day. It still happened.
Yeah, come on. Detroit, you couldn't even touch the water back in the day. Come on, bro. Let's be fair.
I don't know. I don't know the history of the Detroit
you're
water.
I'm from New York,
where I can always drink the water.
Really?
Well, Hudson River was disgusting.
What about people that would jump in there? That's pretty gross, isn't it?
Jumping where?
Hudson River.
They used to complain about the water in New York all the time, but I used to go swimming at Manhattan Beach and, you know, a couple of the other beaches around when I lived in Brooklyn. And the water wasn't bad.
No,
and there wasn't stuff floating around in the water. And there wasn't stuff washing up on the beaches.
There weren't warnings.
And the Hudson – there was a time when the Hudson was – it was polluted to the point where they said don't eat the fish. You could swim in it, but you weren't supposed to eat the fish that came out of it. But – that was a long time ago. Since then, they have cleaned it up, and it is safe to eat the fish there now. So,
all right. So let's.
So maybe it's safe to eat the fish over here now.
Well, I've eaten fish.
I eat the fish here all
I've
the time.
I've eaten the fish, yeah. It's good. So do you hear about that? You know Shepherd Ferry is?
Shepherd Ferry, yeah.
Do you hear about that whole jail thing? And
you know, I heard.
I'm confused by the whole. I don't even know what's going on.
I heard something. I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know why he got arrested.
Turned himself because apparently he wheat-pasted some of his stuff on buildings.
He repasted?
What? Wheat-pasted. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
And so here's the part that annoys the ever-living crap out of me about that. So you have the building owners, air quote, complaining about the air quote graffiti.
That he put
on their building.
Yes.
While they're busy making sure they put a preservative on it and are figuring out ways to rip the wall out in whole so that they could sell it all on eBay.
Is that though?
Kind of like when Banksy was running around Detroit.
Okay, when he was running around New York when they were pulling all the stuff off. So wait, they were complaining about him doing this while they were trying to preserve it.
Oh, of course they are.
What jackasses?
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if people actually know that much about Shepherd Ferry.
I think a lot of people know. I mean,
you think so?
I think the Old Bay Giant
and all that stuff.
I think if I know him, a lot of people know him because I don't pay much attention to fine art stuff. And
right. Okay, so homeboy, I guess did bail. He's from California.
Okay.
You know, he's got shirts in Target.
Does he really?
Obey? Yeah. Kids have hats that say Obey.
Obey? He was the Obey guy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to rip off his Obey thing and do my own thing with that.
Give him a call.
Well, wouldn't that be a ripoff from They Live, the old Roddy Piper movie?
And, yeah.
Yeah.
He stole it from John Carpenter.
The Obey thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But then also the face. You know, the face is Andre the Giant.
The face is Andre the Giant. Yeah.
Okay,
so he stole
Larry because
the film
was Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Right. So he stole something from a movie.
Shipper
and
Fair, we're calling
stole the image of a famous person.
Well, I do like Shepard Fairey. He's got some anti-propaganda and stuff like that. It's pretty neat.
Have you ever seen They Live?
Nope.
It's awesome. No, it's a great movie.
So I'm going with like 1987-ish.
Yeah, around there, I guess.
Were there aliens, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they disguised as humans.
All weird faces, and, you know, but disguised as humans, and so you couldn't tell. And, you know, there was these glasses that, you know, made the secret images on the money come out.
Yeah, like
when
you wore these glasses, you can see through. Because what it was is they were broadcasting a signal which hid all these secret images. It was like subliminal messaging. And so you couldn't see the signs, like you would see the sign and it would say like smoke Marlboro cigarettes, but actually it was a subliminal message behind that which said, you know, do as you're told.
So
that's what these aliens were trying to do. They were trying to get us all to conform.
Really?
Yeah.
To what?
To their what they wanted us to do.
So, you know, it was all, again, everywhere you looked.
Did Adam Sandler produce this movie?
No.
Oh,
it was
no.
a John Carpenter movie, and it starred Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Who has amazing music in his movies, by the way.
Oh, he does, and he composes it all himself.
Right, I mean, and it was, you know, so like, you know, the money, like when you looked at money with the glasses on, you saw that it said, this is your God.
Yeah,
you know, nice. And like every ad had a, you know.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, it was
movie's right up your alley, Jeremy.
Okay, I'll dig it. Big shout out to Jay Ray of Jay Ray's Barbecues. He just reposted our thing on Facebook.
You know, he's such a nice man.
No, he's not.
And
but you know what?
He
your
makes
food
such
is
awesome
outstanding.
Barbecue.
His food is. But yeah, Jerry's Barbecue, you can find him on the. We should have him on the show. Think he'll bring barbecue? He probably would.
You know what?
He probably would.
Maybe if we asked real nice.
No, we're just going to do it here. We're not going to say anything to him. We're just going to do it here, and we'll see if he actually cares a little.
Cares enough to bring the barbecue with him.
Or if he cares enough to listen. No, yeah, I'll do the show.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake Stephen. Evidently, Shepard Fairey also did the Obama Hope poster.
That's true.
I would kick him in the taint just for that.
Jake, I could have told you that. But hey,
I didn't know that.
Jake's listening too.
I didn't care enough about that.
You know, we have a group of us in Wyandotte. We hang out once in a while. We drink beers.
Yes.
You guys included me into as the unruly Canadian.
The unruly Canadian.
And
yes.
Jake's a good guy. As his teacher, I think he's a PE teacher. Man, he's hustling hard.
Yep.
Good looking dude. I don't know why. I don't frankly know how that guy has time. To message us on Facebook.
Yeah, he should be beating
beating
with,
those women away.
Yeah.
Unless he's got a thing for us. He's got a thing for beards.
He's a young strapping fellow.
He is a young strapping fellow. Thanks. But yeah, he did the Obama.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that was him.
And that's funny that he's famous for that because actually I thought he was famous for other stuff, so I didn't realize.
I had no idea he did that. I knew the Obey graffiti with Andre the Giant's face, mm-hmm. You know, the Obama Hope poster. No idea.
All right, so what else we got going on in the heavy in the D? So we had Mopop that just happened.
Mopop just happened.
That stuff on Saturday Night got rained out. Modest Mouse is great. I know you don't really care about that.
Yeah, it's that music.
It was a great lineup. They did a really cool lineup. Painted Live.
You painted live, yes.
It was awesome.
Which is, yeah, that's... it sounded like it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
I didn't have an audience, obviously, but when I was out there painting that piano, it was cool to be outside there and, you know,
under
painting.
Under the tent, yes.
Under a tent. I can't be in direct sunlight because, unlike every other guinea on the face of the earth, I am very fair-skinned.
Whoa, hold on. Are you allowed to say that word?
I am allowed because I'm Italian.
Really?
Yes.
I would like to know that that's true.
Yeah, I say it's true.
So what?
I make my own rules.
Do other Italians? Would other Italians?
Other Italians can call themselves whatever they want. I don't care. I can say Guinea if I want to say Guinea. Believe,
all right.
Well, that's
fair enough. Fair enough.
Like I said, I make my own rules.
What's a derogatory word for Canadian?
Canuck.
No, but the Canucks were like really influential in the whole World War II thing. They were actually held to a higher esteemed level as Canucks. I mean,
were they soldiers?
There's a team called the hockey team called the Canucks. Vancouver Canucks.
Honestly, I don't know that anybody has really worried about the Canadians enough to come up with a direct.
Do you think anybody hates Canadians?
This is the thing.
You guys are just so damn polite.
That's it. If you insult a Canadian, he'll apologize to you.
For whatever it is that they did.
I've been to Canada a few times for comic conventions, and my description of the Canadian people is – if you walk up to the street and punch one of them in the face, they'll apologize to you
for having been in the way of your fist. Now, so are you going to Windsor in a few weeks?
No, I am not. I really wanted to do that show, but I was already booked someplace else.
We managed to finagle ourselves press passes.
So oh, did you really?
Remote gear.
It should be a fun show. It looked like it was going to be a fun show. I really wanted to go. I really did. I haven't been to a Canadian show this year at all. And usually I go to two a year. But I wasn't able to fit them in this year.
That happens.
When are we gonna? When's the Montreal one? Let's do Montreal. I'll go to Montreal in a heartbeat. Let's do this.
I want to go to Montreal in my youth.
I want to go to the Montreal Ballet. Because I grew up in New Hampshire.
Oh, how far is New Hampshire from Montreal?
Like 3 hours. We could be in Montreal drinking. Yeah.
Oh, what a great place to do that.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, St. Catherine Street was outstanding. Mm-hmm. That's yeah. I cut my teeth there. That's. There's a wonderful little bar that I still remember called The Axe that was the strip club right like two doors down from the hotel that we stayed in, the Castel Saint-Denis on St. Catherine Street.
The Montreal Ballet.
I learned many, many things in Montreal in my youth.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been to Montreal a bunch of times, you know. It's a pretty great city. Toronto's great. Montreal's great.
I really enjoy Toronto.
So from an art perspective.
Oh, here we go.
My
wife, Stephanie, has just chimed in with an insult for Canadians. Hoser.
Nope, don't care.
No, they don't care?
Sorry about that.
They're just too laid back.
That got nullified by Bob and Doug, I'm pretty sure. Bob and Doug McKenzie would have nullified that if it happened.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
So from an art perspective, they're not the best. But so like what's your vibe, what's your feel about South Park? Because, you know, they just got renewed out through 2019. And so, like, from my perspective, they are, like, hands down, like, the pulse of, like, pop culture on, like, adult-centric cartoons.
Well, because they care and they actually live life and they actually, like, pay attention to the world around them.
Oh, yeah. Well, and not only that, but so you look at, you know, Simpsons and Family Guy and shows like that, you know, they've got, like, a 16-month turnaround time on their episodes.
That's true.
South Park does it in 6 days.
That's true.
And sometimes it's a guy on a bike with a disc heading over to Viacom, you know, to get it out on the air, like, 2 hours before showtime.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I didn't know that. I think that, you know, I appreciate South Park and I think that it's a little tongue in cheek, obviously, about the Canadians. And I really don't think anybody hates Canadians, even though I think that there's like a weird, not disdain, but it's like people make fun of me all the time.
Well,
they make fun of me all the time.
I think but they don't do it with venom. They don't do it with malice, you know?
It's more like, oh, Canadian. I
make fun of you for being Canadian.
That's true. Well, and everyone does.
I don't hate you because you're from Canada.
South Park, when all that thing, the Brian Boitano and all that stuff. It's pretty. It's harmless. I don't know. I mean,
it's the modified Kelly LeBrock. Don't hate me because I'm Canadian.
I don't know who that is.
Kelly LeBrock, Weird Science, the hot girl in Weird Science, married Van Damme. Steven
this
Seagal.
This is enthralling radio.
Steven Seagal.
Kelly LeBrock.
Yeah. All these names from the 80s. We're showing our age, man. Dave, come on, man.
What do we know from the... I know Bryan Adams.
No, I know a lot of stuff from the 80s. You know, Bryan Adams.
What else is 80s? Big in the 80s. Terry Fox. Who's Terry Fox? Terry Fox is this one-legged runner who ran across Canada.
I do remember that name now, yep.
Raised a lot of money for people.
I think I remember reading about him in Highlights magazine or something like that.
Oh, wow. Well, you're sitting in your dentist's office.
Can we get some
highlights? Crying because they're going to drill
into
your
teeth. They still put it out.
They do
it's
not.
It's still
yes,
a thing.
It still comes out.
You can still order Highlights magazine for your kids.
On.
Absolutely,
no.
Yes. Hand to God, absolutely.
That's incredible. So dude, it's 9:35 right now.
Yeah.
Look how cute John looks in this photo.
John is an adorable man.
Yeah,
look at
how
him.
Good he looks right
that,
there.
That smooth head, you just want to slap.
So that's John. It's John Boy's art. That's with a boys with a Z art. Let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's get John Boy in here.
We'll get John Boy in here.
In fact, John Marroquin or Al Arto. So find those
Chris
guys
Sanchez.
On Facebook, Chris Sanchez. And let's take a break. Let's listen to a couple songs that we love.
Yes. Well, our new thing is going to be that each break, Jeremy and I will each pick a song to play during the break.
Right.
And you guys are probably going to be able to easily guess whose is whose, but so we're going to shake it up a little bit that
yes.
way.
Yes, well, yeah, totally shake it up, making yeah. it wild. No, that's
it's not, wild,
it,
man. It's
that's
wild.
Not shaking up.
That's not instead of going with any random song, we're going to pick music that we like.
Just listen to songs, enjoy them. We're going to take a break. We're going to get John in here. We're going to mic'd up. It's going to be great. We're going to see you in a bit.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Gooder Guys Show.
And welcome back. Thank you, everyone, for sticking around. Okay, so which song was mine and which song was yours?
Mine was the one.
Yours is the lame one.
Mine
that
was
sucked and had no beats.
Right, the Bryan Adams song.
No, that was mine. That was amazing.
He
just played Town. But yours was the Metallica.
Right.
But we had a third song,
right.
My friend Tony.
We did have a third song because we were a little late getting back here.
We
were stuffing our faces full of pizza.
Amazing pizza. And also drinking beer from Falling Down, right?
Yep, Falling Down Beer Company.
Falling Down Beer Company.
Hi-ya!
With the Ninja Chicken, yes.
That was brilliant. Tony.
Yes,
Jeremy. To your right.
To my right, we have...
the beautiful.
The talented.
The talented.
John Marroquin and Chris Sanchez. Here in studio.
Yeah.
Say hello to everyone.
John Boy.
How you guys doing?
Low key.
You're so sexy, bro. So sexy. We're good, man. We're good. John, what you been up to, dude?
Nothing, man.
Speaking to the microphone. Pretend it's like your Saturday night and you want to get real close to it.
You used to, be friends.
Getting over my sunburn from Sunday at the Mopop Fest.
How are you sunburned?
Even Mexicans burn.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think it's
six, seven hours out in the sun. Yeah.
All right.
You probably didn't have enough beer.
What? No, we had enough beer. Okay. Past Blue Ribbon.
Well, yeah, you guys were sponsored by the PBR, right? Past Blue Ribbon. You guys met those guys.
They took
guys.
Good care of you?
Oh, real good care of you.
That's good.
Yeah, but, we're Mexicans, so we don't get tents or anything. You know, they just leave it out in the sun to burn. No big deal. We're used to it.
Hold on a second. What'd you say? You're Mexican, so what?
So we get no tent or nothing, you know?
Dude, I didn't have a tent.
Tony, did you get a tent when you were doing your piano?
Yeah, I had a tent.
Yeah, see, Tony had a tent.
What about me?
Well, you know, I'm one of these fair-skinned gentlemen.
You had a hat.
No, I brought my own hat.
Jeremy always has a hat. He doesn't leave his house without a hat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's like his calling card.
That's not true.
You had to see the one that he wore for Sunday services. There was a big bill around it, big brim, and it had a bouquet of feathers.
Was it yellow?
And flowers, and it was so fancy. It was just
Sunday. What are you talking about? Sunday services.
You know.
What does that mean?
Going to church.
Is that when we went to the Baphomet, the Satanic Temple?
Right. That's it. In fact, maybe we should talk about that later.
We will talk about
first,
that.
First, we're going to talk to El Arto.
El Arto.
John Marroquin and Chris Sanchez.
Chris, how you doing? All right, Chris. Thanks for coming out, baby. So, John, okay, so you've got Now, I asked you to be a part of this. You've done stuff at the gallery before. And you have an amazing comic book, and you guys have a bunch of books out right now?
We're working on a bunch of books. We do have books out too.
Okay, so where can we find you guys?
El Arto on Facebook. It's just El Arto. And our basically our web pages, which are not regularly updated. So El Arto.
so find you on Facebook, and they can also hit you
up.
We're
typical artists. Social media is not on top of our priority list.
They could also hit you up on your personal Facebook, I'm sure.
Yep. And like, or I got an art page, John Boy's art page.
John Boy's art page. Yep. All right. Well, fair enough. So hit him up there. So you've got a couple books out. You're working on more books.
A lot more books.
Now, what is this character that you guys were that was perpetually happening throughout the PBR van? The PBR van also has an Instagram. I think it's like Instagram at PBR van, I believe.
Yep.
So you can see images of what you guys were doing on Instagram. Of El Arto's progress is pretty, dude. It was awesome to see that stuff. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was just we kind of winged it. I mean, you asked us a couple of weeks in advance, and
yeah,
we both actually, me and Chris never had time to get together and plan anything out. So we just
Chris, do you enjoy painting, Chris? Do you enjoy painting? All right, so John, so basically.
Yeah, so we showed up and stole your paint and just went at it.
Right.
But yeah, no. The character we did on the van is El Mariachi.
El Mariachi.
It's something that me and Chris do together,
okay,
collaboratively. And it actually came about, me and him hooked up through another publisher years ago. We met and we really clicked. We're from the same neighborhood. And
Pittsburgh?
And anyways, we
no. Where
we
you guys
from?
Detroit.
Books. They're from
you
Detroit.
Guys from
yeah,
Detroit.
We're both from Southwest Detroit.
All right,
and we both had our own books at the time. But we said, well, you know, we're good buddies. Why don't we have our little logo and do our own little thing together? So, and I told him, I said, why don't you base it? I told Chris, why don't you base it on your dad, the logo guy? And he came up with El Mariachi, which is a skeleton and a sombrero.
Oh wow!
And then people. You know, we had our logo behind us, and people were like, what is this? You know, we like this, and, you know, what are you guys doing with this? And we said, we should do something with it. It'd be fun. And we
A million copies later, you're doing the PBR.
Animated series in the works, you know.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, so we just, we're doing kind of, we did it for fun. So we did 3 issues, and we just had a blast with it, but didn't take it too seriously. And now we're actually taking it real serious, and we have a script that's being written right now by Dirk Manning.
No kidding.
A big deal in the comic
book. The big
world.
Dirk himself.
Yeah.
You know, I've never actually officially met Dirk Manning, but I know you guys, Tony.
Oh yeah.
And you guys are really tight with that guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dirk is probably one of my best friends on the on the con circuit. Dirk is a good guy. He's a good friend of mine. I mean, we all.
Yeah. You know, Dirk's a great guy.
Yeah. We do cons together all the time, and I think some of the most fun road trips I've had have just been me and Dirk in the car, either breaking each other's balls or just talking about music and listening to Mr. Bungle.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Dirk like Mr. Bungle?
Dirk's a big metalhead, man. He he's listened to stuff that we probably have never even heard of.
Actually, Mariquin's a metalhead too. Actually.
Yeah,
yeah. Tony's giving me his Motorhead tickets.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because one of my favorite bands, Anthrax, is playing that night too.
Really?
Yeah.
Anthrax is from New York, aren't they?
No.
No.
They're from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
No, where was Anthrax?
From New York. They're from New York.
What did
Anthrax
I say?
In New York? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm from New York. I didn't even know that.
You should know that.
What did
You're
I say
fucking
before?
Italians.
What's the first thing I said? They're from where?
You said from New York. And we both said no.
No.
Two of them were Italians. Dan Spitz. I don't
know. Man, there's so many freaking Italians. You know, you can't swing a dead
guys
cat
are like roaches.
Italian
Jesus.
Music industry. I mean,
roaches.
Yeah. Roaches.
Like they eat food?
Yeah. Eat
All right.
Pasta.
Pasta. Hey, I'm a roach. I'm eating food over here. All right, so you got the books. Now, when can we expect your next book to come out there, John?
We're shooting for Wizard World Columbus, which is
Wizard World Columbus.
September.
And
something will be out.
If not the whole besides El Mariachi, what other books are you working on?
Me and Chris are actually we're doing the Dead World webcomic for Gary Reed and Caliber Comics.
And how did that come about?
Because we're awesome.
Well, aside from that, I mean, you wouldn't be on this show if you weren't awesome.
No,
because everybody involved with the show is awesome.
We know Gary. We've done work for Gary.
Oh, he's good.
In the past, and he asked us if we would want to do the webcomic together. So we said, yeah.
No, webcomics, I just saw that Netflix thing about, like, the, I forget what the title of the show, the Netflix thing was, but it was about the ink, some of the ink, and how these cartoonists were sort of popular is hard to do, and now webcomics are becoming...
Stripped?
That's what it is.
Stripped was is a documentary, yes, which can be found on Netflix right now, and it's about comic strip artists.
Yeah,
and it runs the gambit of the
from Kathy
from all like the old school print strip artists to the younger web artists,
which is a modern day web comic, much, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Because instead of the newspapers,
but it's one of the people involved with the documentary was Dave Kellett, who is a comic strip artist himself. He did a web comic and a syndicated strip, which the name is escaping me right now, and I'm really upset about that.
Was it the dog one?
Yeah, it has a dog in it and a guy.
And what's his name? Said it was one of his favorite comics. The guy who wrote. The other thing, the older guy. This is a great show. We know so much.
You know the guy stuff. Who wrote the thing that
Guts? No, what was it called? Guts or
Mutts?
Mutts. Mutts is the name of the
company. Mutts is the name of the yeah. I watched that probably a couple of months ago because I was one of the.
I've never seen it. I need to watch it.
I can lend it to you because I have it on CD, okay. DVD.
I got Netflix, so I can check it out.
I was one of the Kickstarter backers on it. I got it a long time ago, and I failed to watch it until a couple of months ago. I was straightening up the desk in my studio, and I found the DVD, and I'm like, oh, man, I forgot all about this. I want to watch it. And I was working on some trading cards at the time, and I threw it in the DVD player, and I was very happy with
it was really great. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Very enjoyable, very entertaining, very. It really enlightened you on a lot of the aspects of creating.
But when you do Goblet Clown, it wasn't
concentrating on the creative aspect of the strip, but you got to see people working on their on their strips.
Well, Gap of the Clown set up as a strip, right?
Yeah, Gap of the Clown was set up as a daily strip. It was, when I did it online, it was I think I updated it three times a week, and it was set up like a daily strip. It was four or five panel strip.
Now, how about El Mariachi? Like, how was that set up as?
That's comic book.
That's format, a comic book. Yeah. Now, what's the difference between a strip and a comic book, boys?
Well, a strip is just that. It's a strip that's telling a story. You have anywhere from 3 to 5 panels, and you want to get a concise little story in that strip in those 3 to 5 panels. In my case, I had a comedy strip, so I wanted to tell a joke in that amount of time. Mm-hmm. When you're doing a book, which is long form, each page doesn't necessarily have to have a punchline or something that gives the reader some sort of closure or resolution.
How many pages do you have in your book, John?
You've got about 20 to 24 pages.
Is that what you do for your book, 20 to 24?
Yeah.
They're called panels, right? How many panels in your book have the word pow and kazam in it?
None of them.
Biff, pow,
Biff,
thwack.
No,
Here's the thing,
thanks for being a dick and saying that all comic books have pow and bang in them, by the way. That's what I read. I read Marvel and DC and the superhero stuff. I love that shit. I eat it up.
Yeah.
But the stuff I make is not that stuff.
Yours has a little more writing to it, a little more of structure.
I'm not saying it's better or worse. It just what comes out of me is not that.
Well, you guys definitely have a distinctive art style, really clean lines. I mean, come on, man. I love, dude, you guys have great art. You know, I know a little bit about art. I don't know if you know that about me.
I've heard.
Somebody told me that you might know something about it.
I know a few things.
But they were
drunk,
homeless, and insane. Right. So I really didn't pay much attention. And
covered in feces.
Oh well, you know that was a performance artist I hired.
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is I don't try to emulate. You know what I love.
So you have no inspiration for El Mariachi? Like who's your big inspiration for some of the books you've created or the characters you've created?
Chris Sanchez. It's my lover.
Chris, is that true? What do you think about that when he says something like that? That's amazing. Inspiring almost.
That's really awesome.
He knows what to say.
You're a cool character,
he's a good
Chris.
Talker. He's a good
cool character. He
speak softly and carry a big stick. Yeah. That's Chris.
Man of few.
Literally? Words, do you know that on a personal level?
I've been told.
I've been told.
Rumors are
interesting. Okay, so really no inspiration for El Mariachi. Am I saying that right, by the way, as a Canadian?
As a Canadian,
you don't say anything right.
No, I think Mariachi comes from Canada.
That's not true.
Well, actually, the way Canada. That's the way it's supposed to be pronounced.
That's not true. This is ridiculous. Okay, so from Canada, El Mariachi.
You know what? I always call Canada Canadia, but I think from now on I'm going to call it Canada.
It's Canada.
We always go Canuckistan.
Canuckistan. Yes. That's a good one. Nice. I like that.
This is just awful all the way around. First of all, big shout out to my Canadian heads out there. How you doing, baby? So,
our comic's a revenge story.
Okay.
And it's an action pack.
So what happens? So El Mariachi is Sugar Skull character? What is that? What is the skull guy? What is that called? It's like
they're called Sugar Skulls, yeah. But he don't know what the fuck he is.
Okay.
He's got no memory of what's happened to him.
Okay,
he's just his fucking skull.
Is he a regular person and all of a sudden he changes into a skull?
No regular people are skulls. I'm just trying to.
So he's just. To tell you. But he's got a love interest, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Another skull lady?
No. Not at first. But she.
So she falls in love with this debonair. No. He's a smooth talker, obviously.
You have to wait till issue one.
We
did three issues and we're rebooting it, so it's a different story.
Okay, so if you want to know more about the first three issues,
if you have those,
so now
are going to be worth a lot.
So Jeremy understands. So what's the reboot a boot?
the reboot is a boot.
Yep.
So cling on to those.
Yeah, that's a nerd thing. I should come up with a clever thing to say, but I can't because I don't know anything about Star Trek or the Starfmores or anything like that.
Starfmores.
Cool. So where can they buy the book? They can get your first three issues from
where? They can't buy the book anywhere now. It's
done. You're rebooting. Done.
That's why I said hold on to them.
Wow. Hold on to those tight. I think there's a rock song about "Hold On Loosely."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wilson Phillips. Yeah, no, let's not go there. That's
not Wilson Phillips, is it? Yeah. There's another. There's a dudes who are singing.
Hold on for when you know.
No.
Hold on loosely. Doesn't she?
Oh, you're thinking of "Hold On Loosely" by.
It's an 80s dude.
Come on, it totally is.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the future projects. What are, so
38 special. God, that was going to drive me nuts.
38.
That was painful. As you pulled that out, I could see the sweat beating on your brow.
So besides guys, comic book nerd guys, besides the Kiss comic books, has there been any other sort of rock and roll inspired comic books besides Bowling for Soup,
which the Bowling for Soup comic never got finished. Alice Cooper was in Howard the Duck. There was a
Howard the Duck was a running comic book.
Yes,
it is right now. Who's reading it?
Me? I don't know.
Come on, really? Are you reading the new Archie?
I have it. I haven't read it yet.
Why do you have it? Like, where'd you go buy it at a comic book store?
Listen to me. My art, the stuff I love, is comic book art.
Okay, so
I love it. I'd rather go in a comic book store and look at superhero art than to go to the DIA.
So rather to be like
I love that stuff too. I gotcha.
So
this is my shit.
So going to an art gala like me and like being like meeting pretty girls.
Like you think I'm a fag.
Yeah, well, we don't use that word on the air. That's not nice.
I'm sorry.
Yes, we
do.
Yes.
Gay American.
Well, you know, I was a figure skater for 16 years.
That doesn't make you gay.
No, it really kind of does. As a hockey player, yeah, no, it really does. Yeah.
And with my degree in interior design, I think it's sort of, you know.
You're as gay as you want to be.
I don't know what that means either.
Am I just a cover?
Oh. And
Holly Ogden
chimes in. Beer chimes in.
Am I just a cover up since I'm dating you?
Sometimes. Getting called out on air. That was Holly. Do you have any questions for John?
It's getting warm in here, isn't it?
Do you have any questions for John? Have you read his comic books?
I unfortunately have not.
Why?
John, why haven't you given me them?
Why does every pretty woman expect to be given things?
Hey.
Do you have a job?
I sit at the booth.
Because that's isn't that
because
kind of
how boobs?
Work? Yeah, isn't that how life works?
Yeah, that's supposed to happen.
She brings up a good point. She sat at the booth. What'd you do there when you sat down?
You sat at Eric's booth.
You get
did you read
Max comics?
Chris, hold on. Chris, what did she do at your booth?
Finally, a picture is crystal clear.
Great.
Okay.
Good work,
Chris.
Good work, Holly. Good work. You sat at Eric's booth, which is not El Arto's booth. Is that, or was, do you guys don't all sit together? You guys do sit together, or what?
I mean, sometimes.
That was a weird
subject. That was weird. Okay,
no, Eric had his own table right next to us. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And Eric, what does Eric do? You guys are all three of you are El Arto?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric does Max the Inebriated Rabbit, which is a great book.
It actually, you know what? Yeah, it's very funny.
Did you read it?
I'm intrigued by the concept of a drunk bunny.
You know what? Oh. It was a lot of fun. I give kudos to Eric because he worked real hard on that book. Yeah. I know he was redoing a lot of the artwork.
He's a good writer.
So now I know why Holly's hanging out Eric's.
Eric gave me a personalized copy of that.
Did he? See?
Holly loves
Max
rabbits.
Max can be seen on the PBR van.
That's true.
Max is on
the PBR.
He made his way on there. Yeah,
that's awesome.
With touch-ups by Chris.
Oh.
Ain't that right, Chris?
Yeah.
All right.
He kind of wormed his way in there, huh?
We do. Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
He's El Arto.
He's El Arto.
He's
okay.
A part of El Arto. Absolutely.
Shit on there, you know?
Well, Eric, we expect you to repost this episode.
Eric is probably just waking up to go to the bar, so. Yeah. Yeah, he's not reposting anything. He's not conscious yet.
Well, he should meet us and buy some drinks.
He should.
For saying his name.
He drew his rabbit on the van, too. Right?
Where were you 5 seconds ago when we just said that?
I wasn't allowed on the show then, I guess.
Nah, I guess not. I guess not.
She was busy pondering the "Am I a beard?" quote.
Well, what about running through every interaction
you two have ever had in her head?
But what about the "Why didn't you buy his book?" quote? So yeah, let's bring it back. So Holly, do all pretty girls think that they should just get books for nothing?
I don't feel that way, Jeremy. Jeez,
it just happens.
So dudes just throw books at you? Is that how it works? I'm just asking.
Hey, yeah.
I've been given free stuff. Yeah,
a lot of free stuff.
But doesn't mean that I.
You have not got El Mariachi for free.
Ah,
you have to work for that.
You have to actually sit.
Right, Chris?
Oh, Chris is funny. Yeah, he is funny.
He is.
So
I will have to cosplay. Do you guys,
what is the female character in El Mariachi?
Esperanza.
Esperanza. Yeah. Do you guys think? No, is it just a simple like long dress like that's ripped like a skull ripped?
Nothing simple in my world, Jeremy.
I understand.
Is your world simple?
So John.
Look, okay, Tony is sitting between John and Jeremy, and the look on his face is just priceless. Like there's a battle going on here.
There is a battle. So do you think we can get this girl a dress? We could do some Sugar Skull eye makeup on her.
Oh, Holly's definitely going to be
Esperanza.
But Holly's going to have to have
She'll get a free
dark hair.
Then, well, no, she would have. That's not free. She would have earned it.
That's true.
That's right. So
I was Harley Quinn when I was sitting with Eric, but I can be your character.
Yeah, see.
Will you be willing to dye your hair?
I don't have to dye
my
hair.
We don't publish Harley's wear wig. Okay. Just for your information, we don't publish Harley Quinn. El Arto doesn't publish
it. Yeah, just for your information. Now, Harley Quinn is the villain with Joker. Joker's girlfriend?
Yeah.
His main squeeze, as they say.
Does Joker say, or is that like the art world saying that?
No, that's the way it is in the book. It's, you know, you can't get away from it. There's no such thing as the art world when it comes to comic books. It's comic.
So the comic world.
The fandom. World? Yes, but the thing is...
If that were true, though, the comic book contingent would love all the movies as soon as they come out. But they don't.
They
Why?
Do.
Because
they,
they're...
They bitch about
because
it.
Because
no,
they're
so
not
this,
saying...
No, you know who doesn't
they
like...
They go see them.
You know,
oh, no, they still go see them.
You know who...
I'm just about they go see them so that they have the ammunition to go bitch about them on Facebook and message boards.
The thing is there... I strongly believe that there are people who will just... No matter how good the movie is or how bad the movie is, but no matter how good the movie is, they'll bitch about it anyway because they feel that it's their right to bitch about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
What is the next Batman to come out?
Batman versus Superman.
And that was shot in Detroit.
Next year it's coming out.
May or may not have some video and photos that we're not supposed to have. From when we were at the other studio down at the Russell.
Is that where they did some shooting? Did some shooting at the Russell?
Yeah, the Batmobile was there. The Batcave was there. Aquaman set up with all the boats was there.
Aquaman is in this movie?
Yeah, oh yeah. The whole Justice League is in this movie.
And he's not riding a big orange, like, seahorse. So, we riot. We riot. That's it. That's all there is to it.
Chris is chagrined, is what he is.
Do you guys like Ben Affleck being...
I have no problem with Ben Affleck. You know,
I have no problem with Batman.
Back in 1988, the whole comic fandom was up in arms over Michael Keaton being Batman, and he turned out fine.
Do you think he was the greatest Batman?
No, he wasn't the greatest Batman. But
who's the greatest Batman?
Christian Bale.
I think Christian Bale was a pretty darn good Batman. Yeah. But the thing is everybody hated Michael Keaton, that Michael Keaton was cast, and he did
Michael
great.
Keaton was badass.
Let's give Affleck the benefit of the doubt and wait until we see
him do a good job.
Michael Keaton, good. Christian Bale, good.
Yes.
But let's not forget there was also the Val Kilmer, George Clooney.
They suck. They
George
suck.
Clooney was garbage.
Now, what about Jared Leto as... The
awesome.
Joker.
I'm going to reserve. I'm going to reserve my opinion until I see the movie. I'm not
just from the
happy
preview,
with
what
the
do you
design.
Think?
I'm not happy with the design.
What?
And seeing the preview for Suicide Squad, that preview did not like. If I wasn't a comic book fan and I saw that, I would not be excited to see that movie at all.
I see that. I'm really excited because I am a comic book fan. But
as a comic book fan, I'll go see it.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
I don't think there's... Batman's here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Batman, how you doing?
Which Batman is this?
Obviously,
I just want to know.
Apparently, it's four
Batman
dolls a day, Batman.
I just want to know what's...
Is that Batman? I thought it was Oscar the Grouch.
That's really funny. So funny.
Maybe Oscar is the hero you need, not the one you want.
Exactly. Hey, Chris Sanchez look good. I like that guy. He's a good guy. So, John, what are you talking trash for, dude?
Batman has quite the street vernacular.
Tony, New York sucks.
Oh,
Gotham City rules.
Oh, there you go. You're a nerd.
All right, I don't know even what that was. So what are you talking about menthols, man? Come on. Are menthols supposed to be smoothest?
Batman sounded suspiciously like my great-aunt Ray. That's all I'm saying.
You sound like my great-aunt Ray. So, okay, wow. So that's pretty – so you got some stuff going on. So – Do you try to do large large scale pieces for storyboards and things like that when you're creating your art?
No, I don't. You know, actually, I probably do a stupid thing. Is I go straight onto the comic book board instead of sketching it out.
Really? And, you don't pre-plan at all? No. You don't lay out from the script or anything? You just go straight to the
The two-page story I told you about, I did it yesterday in about an hour, and I took two pages, and mm-hmm. I take the ruler, and I split it in threes, and then I lay out my pages, and, you know, which one's bigger and smaller, and I sketch it in right then and there. I don't know. I just think it's wasting time to do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, that's
– So I'd rather just go on the board like that and then erase.
Yeah, no, I completely get that. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of merit. Some people, I usually do a very loose sketch just to give myself an idea of how the page is going to flow. But like you said,
that's a good idea. It's something that takes extra time. If I'm not at home, that's a good idea. But I feel like if I don't just put it right on the page, then I'll just bullshit.
Yeah.
So well,
I mean, there are
on the page, just like, okay, I'm doing this because this is the actual page. Now, if I'm fucking sketching around, then it's like, well, you know, yeah, okay, and I'll keep condescending or whatever. So I just do, but maybe it's a stupid way of doing it.
Well, I'm going to name drop here, but I was talking to Larry Hama about process once a few years ago.
Did you actually say, please, Hama, don't hurt him?
I did.
We just talked about Hama last week. Who is Larry Hama?
Larry Hama is a very prolific comic book creator. He did a lot of work for Marvel. He did the G.I. Joe line of comics back in the 80s.
Is that the guy that I walked down the very first Motor City Comic Con that happened at the Kobo in Detroit? When I walked with
the guy. That was the Detroit Fanfare.
Detroit Fanfare, yeah.
And yes, that is who you walked with, Larry Hama.
I walked with that guy, and I walked with the Ninja Turtles guy.
Kevin Eastman. Yes.
Those guys are cool.
Yeah, they're very cool.
So like I was like this non-nerd that walked down with these two prolific, popular dudes.
Do you consider me a nerd comic book Jeremy?
I totally do.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
But anyway, I was talking to Larry Hama about the whole process and
– Which I walked to down the street as a trade with.
Right. But he said that he used to – do the layout, do the thumbnails, and then blow them up, and do the layouts, and blow them up. And
he's like, I would never get anything done.
Well, Neil Adams said to him, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
You know, he said, "You're just wasting time."
That's how I feel.
And that's why I get what you do. I can't do it because I wind up wasting too much. Here's the thing.
I'm nothing compared to that guy, so maybe I got it wrong.
Well, I mean, but
I'm
just saying,
wasting time. Time
is valuable.
Because I have a family, I have a job, so to me, time is more important than...
Right,
If I was at home all day doing the shit, then I...
Like me?
Yeah, like you. Then I could sketch and do this and that and get it perfect. But to me, it's like, if I don't put it on that board...
I'm home all day and I still don't get it perfect, so...
If you put it on that board, that's religion, then. It's done. You know, you're committed to this shit.
Yeah. Well, see, when I'm doing it on the board, if I don't have it planned out before I go to that point, then I wind up spending too much time erasing stuff and changing things.
Yeah.
That's why I like to plan it out before I put it on the art board, because this way I say, okay, I know exactly what I'm doing. I draw my boxes, and then I start penciling in,
I've seen people, they do small pictures on, and I have them.
Napkins?
Post-its.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. I do a little, three inch by 5 inch drawing of what the page, and it's not a drawing.
But
it's
I've never understood.
It's just like, rough sketched out, so I know what sizes the panels are going to be, how they're going to lay out,
but
and then
to me,
what
it's
the
like,
figures are going to look like.
And I just started doing this shit, so I'm not good at it yet, but to me, when I put it on the board and I sketch out, I can see the whole thing how it looks right then and there.
Right, right.
What happens
whereas
if you
do it in the little post-its and then you put it together, it's kind of like maybe this don't look right together. So that's more wasted time.
Yeah, but John Boy, what happens if you hate the board?
Then I start a new board.
You just throw the board away? Yeah. Do you put it inside?
I have a light box. I have all that shit and I don't use it. I just...
Cool.
John.
Well, I know some artists that do that and they artists will actually sketch. They'll have sketchbooks And the sketch out the work.
I have sketchbooks, and I
sketch. So you're always continuously working. You're always working on new ideas.
Yeah.
So basically,
too many ideas.
You're already well thought out before you even hit the story. It's not like you just show up and you're like, I'm going to do this. You've already really kind of thought and overthought and planned for a storyboard. No? Well, you're doing the sketches, you said, right, already.
I sketch, not sketch for that project.
Oh, really? You don't
yeah,
even...
Yeah, like, right. Like I was telling Tony, I got a two-page story, and I just took two boards, and I fucking went at it, and real quick. Now, they'll change up before they're done, but I have to put something down on those boards.
Right. John, did you meet Tony in the con world?
I met Tony through Motor City Sketch, which... I was Facebook friends with Matt Bush because what I use Facebook for is if I see an artist that I like, I friend them. If I read a comic or anything like that, I look for the artist and I friend it because to me it's inspiration. So I can see their drawings and it inspires me. So Matt Bush I had seen at Motor City Comic Cons before, so I Facebook friended him, and he went to. Was it the first Motor City? I mean,
yeah, he sketch? Went. Yeah, he went to a few of them. Yeah, yeah.
It was the first or second one ever. So I went there.
I got you. Cool.
Met these guys, and it wasn't until what the 10:30? Fucking probably fourth or fifth one that we realized we're neighbors. Like we live like
we lived down the alley from each other.
Down the alley, like seriously, like right down the alley.
And what was your first Comic Con that you went to? You said
Motor City.
Motor City was.
Yeah.
Where was that at?
Novi, right?
Novi, okay. That's always been Novi? Motor City?
No.
No, it started in Dearborn. It used to be in Dearborn.
The first comic convention I went to was Motor City in Dearborn, but the first one I set up at was...
Now, how did you know that you were... That you've always liked comic books growing up?
My whole life.
Your whole life? Yeah. That was like your safe haven, loved reading them, superheroes and all that stuff. And then what made you decide you wanted to go to...
I always wanted to do
it. You heard about it. So you weren't always sketching, though, were you? You weren't always drawing? Or were you kind of doodling around?
Yeah, I've been drawing my whole life.
When you were a kid, yeah?
But I haven't been doing comics my whole life.
Okay.
The last probably 5-6 years I've been.
So, like, what were like people encouraging you? Like, wow, you're really talented. You should paint.
Or you know, something happened to me growing up, which is bad, is that I was always the kid who can draw.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens to you, nobody teaches you anything. So I never went to art school. I never did anything like that. But in my art classes in regular school, I was a kid who could draw, and the teacher left me alone.
Okay.
So like when I was in high school, actually with Eric, the art teacher came up to us, and she was like, you guys like to do comics, right? And me and Eric were like, yeah. And, you know, we were into Dead World at the time. It's crazy. High school. And she was like, I tell you what, basically this is what she meant. You guys don't do shit. So you guys like comics, make a comic at the end of the year, you present it to me and I'll give you a grade on it. And don't worry about nothing else, which was a bad idea because she didn't teach us about shading, perspective. We didn't learn none of that shit because she let us do what we wanted. So we did a Dead World ripoff. It was zombies and fucking whatever. And we didn't do nothing. We just
No one else has ever done a Dead World
Eric's
ripoff.
Because Eric's a lazy bastard and I followed him.
No, nobody's had a TV show.
No one's done anything ripped off Dead World.
No, of course not.
No.
So towards the end of the year, she was like, look, I told you guys never did nothing. She was like, enter this contest and I'll give you a passing grade. It was Perry Drugs. You remember Perry Drugs?
No, what is that?
It was a drugstore. You remember Perry?
Chris, do you remember Perry
before
Drugs?
Before CBS and all that, there were Perry Drugs here. And, no?
Chris.
Yeah,
Chris.
I'm right there with you. I know. Yeah.
Oh, Dave remembers.
Dave remembers.
It was a black hairdo. It was a design of black hairdo.
Oh, Jesus.
And I, in one class, like 40 minutes, like I did a dude with dreadlocks. And I gave it to her. She was like, cool, you know, you do this. I won, what was it, like $1,500, I think.
Wow!
Bought my first car with that.
Wow. Damn!
And she gave me a passing grade. So, I mean, it's just shit like that. It was good at the time, but it was bad that, you know.
So do you
I didn't learn anything. So everything I've learned, everything, how I draw is because of me.
Right.
I mean, it kind of sucks.
I feel like that's a song. You should.
And no, it sucks.
Because of me, I learned to draw.
Yeah. I'm not praising it. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing.
Why don't we take a break right now?
Let's take a break.
And do you have any song ideas?
I think that
I got you covered.
Dave's got us covered.
I've been listening. I got you covered.
He's got us covered. He knows what's up, Dave.
All right, Dave's going to lay it down.
Dave of IT and the D is out hanging out with us. Thanks a lot, Dave. Again, the second episode. Did I say that right? Did I say it wrong?
Yeah, no, it's IT and the D.
I didn't call podcast in the D.
Right, no, it's IT and the D in Podcast Detroit, yes.
Podcast.
Odds Bodkins Detroit.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that other product that was that I kept saying Podcast Detroit. I finally got that under control. But Dave from IT and the D, we got John Mariquin and Chris Sanchez. Chris, you're looking good, baby.
I wish we had an applause button that we could press.
That would be great. We'll work on that.
So, yeah.
We're going to get that. And but John, thanks so much. And we're going to be calling so we're going to go to a break. We're going to get our stuff in order, and then we're going to come back and we're going to finish
wrap
up.
Things up.
Wrap things up.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Gooder Guys Show.
And we're back!
Welcome back. So we were talking with John Mariquin.
And Chris Sanchez.
Chris, how do we say your last name again?
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. So, Chris, we haven't really talked to Chris too much today, but Chris, thanks for coming out all the way.
We appreciate it.
You drove really far. We really appreciate it. John, you and Chris have been together since high school.
No,
before that.
You got to pay attention, Jeremy. Yeah.
That was Eric. Me and Eric.
You and Eric. Me and Chris have been working together
about 4 or 5 years now.
Okay.
But it seems like eternity.
Seems like eternity. Is that true, Chris? Okay.
Okay.
So you and Eric grew up together or what?
High school.
I went to high school together.
Ninth grade.
And then when did Eric? So Eric decided that
I lost contact with Eric after I went to Wayne State for about a semester.
What did you do in Wayne State?
Just being cool.
Yeah, did you take classes and stuff like that, or what?
Yeah, me and Eric took classes. I think Eric might have graduated, but
just hung out, wandered around the campus aimlessly.
I did the mic drop after a semester. I was like, I'm out of here.
Okay, that's cool.
But we lost contact, and then we hooked up a few years ago, and it was like,
did you meet him at a con? You're like, hey, I know you, and like, I know you, and
no, we around the neighborhood,
nice,
shacked up again. He's a sexy beast.
Yeah,
Eric Gutierrez.
It's true. If you look at your Facebook profiles, you will definitely see the love between two beautiful, sexy men. So, what do you guys? You guys are like looking at stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, we know.
Which has nothing to do with anything.
We're looking at stuff when we should be doing show prep. On Facebook.
So there's so. John, did you ever? You didn't go to the DIA and see the Frida Kahlo?
Man, I missed it. I missed it.
I missed it too, and I was really upset with myself because I wanted to make it a point to go see.
I knew about it for a long time. I was just planning to do it, but
yeah. Well, that's
did
okay.
You go?
No. I'm like the stupidest of us all. I'm like,
why did you ask me if I went? Is it because I'm Mexican?
Yeah, okay. Actually, it is. It is because of
that. Yeah, pretty much.
It is because of that. I thought maybe you would have.
Did you go to the Hockey Hall of Fame thing that was
the
last
what?
Week? Hockey Hall of Fame.
Where was that? At Toronto?
I don't know. I just hockey. I thought it'd be you.
Oh, hockey.
You're Canadian, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. You know, I played hockey for 2 years.
They had a Canadian Bacon Fest. Were you there last week?
If I'd known about it, I would have been there.
No, I wasn't there either.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know.
I like that round stuff they call
it. Isn't it just ham?
It's not just ham. But you put enough of it on a sandwich and it's good.
No, John, I just thought maybe because you were Detroit based and you are an artist.
Actually, me and Eric are doing something that we should have went together and we're collaborating on something. That's
oh, cool.
So like secret, one of you is going to paint a mural,
no,
and then beat the other one.
It's so awesome.
While the other one it's is so awesome when you see with it. A bar through their hip or. No. Yeah.
No. That was
it's so awesome. When you see it, Jeremy, you're going to fall in love with comics. That's how awesome it's going to be.
You know, there are certain. You know what? My first comic I fell in love with was Frank Miller. He's the one.
Which comic?
Was Sin City.
Okay. At least it was Sin City.
Sin City introduced me, and then I saw the Dark Knight, whatever it was.
Dark Knight Returns.
And then I saw Wolverine graphic novel. And that's all.
Well, yeah, Frank Miller. He did that before Sin City and Dark Knight.
Well, my buddy Ryan Waswell, who I grew up with, and he was in Portland now, but he introduced me to the comic world. His favorite comic book here was Hulk. So that's you too. Yeah. You like Hulk?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Shout out to Ryan Waswell. Yeah. So I didn't know. That's pretty cool. So yeah, what is it about the Hulk? Is it cool art? Is it a cool storyline? Because there's not a lot of words he says. It's more based off the other characters, right?
Hulk mad.
Well, it depends. Mm. You know, if you're as old as Tony, then yeah, that's how Hulk was. But you know,
does Hulk say more? Oh, but he brings more to the Bruce Banner now.
Hulk has changed throughout the years.
So oh yeah, he changed a lot.
Sometimes he talks. Sometimes he's a fucking a bodyguard in Vegas. You know, it's just
Mr. Fix It.
Yeah, Mr. Fix It. So
what do you mean, Mr. Fix It?
He went by the name Mr. Fix It for a while.
He goes through transformations, but it's, you know, it's mostly about a guy dealing with his demons, and I picked up on that. I like that.
All right,
you know,
it's a lot.
Most of us can identify with that a bit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yes,
I had a question. How many people are listening to us tonight?
See, ask me. Keep talking.
Okay, we're gonna keep talking while Dave is tabulating that.
So the first show we had nine because they had no idea.
Right. Well, you know, I wanted to see maybe if we've gone up a tick.
I bet you we're less.
Well, and Kelly just told me she's listening.
Oh, hey, hi, Kelly.
Why is Kelly messaging you and not our Facebook and our Twitter? Kelly.
She likes me better than you guys.
Wow.
It's probably true.
Dang.
Surprise.
It's probably true. So if you guys had to, have you guys seen the new Salvador Dali? The Salvador Dali, and well, it's not new, but the Salvador Dali.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing any new work.
He's not as well as Walt Disney.
Hey, you know what? If Tupac could still be releasing records.
have you guys seen the Salvador Dali Walt Disney collaboration that those guys did?
You know, neither one of those guys are alive. What could they possibly be collaborating on?
That's true. But they did do a collabo.
Hey, you know what Beethoven's doing right now? Decomposing!
That's not funny. I love Beethoven.
Hey, you've peaked so far tonight at 12. So you've.
Wow!
Like peaked, meaning like they got out. They're like, oops.
They're like, what is this?
Oh,
we're 10 now. It's even 10 more than last week.
But we peaked at 12.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
So have any of you guys seen this?
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome.
Thanks, John. We appreciate
the appearance of John Marroquin and Chris Sanchez.
More, you know.
Yes. Chris, how do you Kelly feel about helping us?
Kelly wants you to know she doesn't tweet.
Well, Kelly just
you can Facebook Kelly.
That's not what I've heard.
She's apparently not a fan of Twittering herself. That's not what she does.
No, but what? I know she Facebooks. So where's the Salvador Dali stuff?
Salvador Dali and Walt Disney back in the day put together a little
Walt Disney Studios or Walt Disney.
Walt Disney. Okay. Walt Disney and Salvador Dali were friends.
No shit.
And yeah. Walt Disney was an artist.
And he was an artist. Well, yeah. And I'm trying to find it in one of my fancy schmancy.
Your fancy art magazines there. Your highfalutin art magazines.
My highfalutin. Chuck, what about this Dr. Dre movie coming out, Mr. New York?
You know, they're not from New York. They're from Cali, dude. But I do see.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Where's Compton?
Compton is in California.
Oh.
It's in Canada.
In the city?
It's in Canada.
City of Compton?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, in the city.
It actually looks cool. I would like to go see it.
Yeah.
So here we go. Mustached Architects of Imagination. July. So basically 1937. The Surrealist.
That was a while ago. I think we missed it.
Artist Salvador Dali and Walt Disney. Our mutual friendship of Walt Disney and Salvador Dali dates back to 1937 when surrealist artists first visited Hollywood. So there you go. So there's like a – was a friendship. And then they put this movie together. I don't know what it's called, but it's pretty incredible. It's pretty trippy. And it wasn't allowed to be released because there's nipples in it. but I think it's also like it's.
Is really, it? Well, are they going to release it now? Is that?
Well,
what's going
it's
on
out. Like, they're going to be putting it out. And I'm not really sure when or why or what. But I think if you go to WaltDisney.org,
can we see the magazine?
You can see the magazine when I'm done.
I think John just wants to see the nipples.
Yeah. So seriously, yeah.
Chris, what do you think of this?
Huh? Interesting. Really. Yeah. That's pretty – you know what? I've never – that's a different take.
He brings up a good point.
That's a different take. Well said, dude. Well said. Too bad you can't be – you know, I mean, too bad John can't pick up a few things from you.
So, yes, WaltDisney.org is the Walt Disney Family Museum.
Okay.
And it is the Disney and Dali, Architects of the Imagination.
Yes.
That is running through January 3rd of 2016.
So you can go see it, or is it playing somewhere, or can you see it on YouTube?
Is it a movie, or is it an artist?
It's a short film. It's a short film that they put together. So there you go. I'll pass down the – I'm not going to say the magazine because – they make a lot of money with ads and stuff, and if they want to give me some of that money,
If they want us to say the name, then they can pony up some beer money or something.
Beer money, yeah. Like send $20 in the mail. Like,
hey guys, just please send $20 in the mail to the Gooda Guy Show.
Would you mind just say
they'll buy some beer and they'll mention your stuff?
So do you think
actually that's not a bad idea? Send $20 in the mail to the Gooda Guy Show and
where. No address, just the Gooda Guy Show.
Just address it to the Gooda Guy Show.
And let's hope it gets to us.
It's sort of like, you know, letters to Santa. The post office will just know.
The post office will know where it's supposed to go.
Oh, yes. The Gooda Guy.
So, yeah, it was a short that was actually apparently inspired by Fantasia. And so that was my question, why I wanted to look, was Fantasia first or second? So Fantasia was first.
Right.
And then the short they did.
Because Fantasia was more gooder. That's why it was first.
It was more trippier. For damn
more
sure.
Gooder.
Called Destino, and apparently it's not necessarily a part of the exhibit, but they, you know, apparently there are places where you can go find it and see it, and yes.
So, yeah, definitely go check it out. It's very interesting.
So now I know what happened. Salvador Dali did all the Disney art, and Walt Disney took credit for it, just like every other Mexican.
Is Salvador Dali Mexican?
Yeah.
No, I think he was French.
He's Spanish.
No, he's Mexican, I said.
Well, there you heard
he
it.
That's it. He called dibs. John called dibs.
There you go. Salvador Dali is apparently Mexican.
He's Mexican now. If he wasn't before, he is now.
I think he's French or Spanish.
I know. He was born in Spain.
Yeah.
Born in Spain? Okay.
In, May 11th of 1904 in Figueres.
Yes. He's oh, my
Spanish,
goodness.
Man,
quick fingers over there.
Why do you think my wife puts up with me?
Because you can type fast?
Yes, that's why. Yes, that's why.
I get it. Okay. So that was really actually, you know, Pat Slack actually introduced me to that movie one morning at breakfast.
What movie? Fantasia.
That actually, the Salvador Dali she was reading through. All, so it's kind of exciting, but it's kind of weird how they wouldn't release that back then. And now it's like it's okay.
Look how uptight people were back in the day.
They were smoking cigarettes like chimneys.
But you know you couldn't
profusely
having Ricky and Lucy couldn't sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
America's always been uptight about sex.
America's still uptight about sex.
That's what I said. Always been uptight. Yeah.
But guns and booze and drugs are okay.
You don't realize till you have a kid. Because your kid's watching all these people get killed, Walking Dead, all this bullshit.
Yeah.
The moment a girl pulls her tit out in a fucking movie, you're like, close your eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Zombies, decapitations. Yeah.
Kids looking at tits.
See, you know what?
Killing.
We never did that. We never did that to Nick.
What?
Is that why he hates you?
No. He hates me for completely different reasons. No, we never really. Like, we didn't cover his eyes. Unless there was, like, sex scenes going on.
Yeah.
Which we really didn't watch that stuff in front of him anyway.
My son's six.
If there was nudity, we would just
explaining Caitlyn Jenner to him.
Oh, gosh.
So,
how did that go?
I walked away from that.
Yeah.
Well, you see, son.
You can do that on your own. But, yeah, America's weird. It's like, you know, Europeans are different. They're more sexually open. And
They're healthier, I think.
Yeah. So real quick.
Those people don't work. They don't work themselves to death over there either. No. You know.
Do you know? What, do you know what orgasm?
They're lazy.
They're not lazy. They just don't identify themselves by their job. You know.
Do you know what an orgasm is in French? How do you say an orgasm? A petit mort, which is a little death.
A little death.
A little death. A petit mort. That's a. It's an orgasm.
So you die first.
So they say every time you have an orgasm, it's a little death. Take a little off your life.
So we're all Walking Dead.
I have a little death until I'm dead.
I like die twice today.
America, right?
But John, well, it's been such a pleasure having you on today, man.
Thanks for having me.
Can you please just remind people again where they can find you one more time on Facebook?
On Facebook, you can go to El Arto page.
Okay. Hold on. And you corrected me today. I've been promoting El Arto's Army.
That's
like
one
an
too.
Idiot.
Yeah.
That's your boy. Who?
That's a fan. He's not a fan. He's part of El Arto.
Is he really?
Thomas Finley.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah.
He's the man.
Thomas is the white guy.
Oh, the white guy of El Arto.
The vegan white guy of El Arto.
Doesn't discriminate.
Not like the good guys.
He might
guys.
Be white gotcha. On the outside, but he's brown on the inside. Okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Like burritos all day, every day.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's a phenomenal artist. Great guy too.
Well, I remember one party. I actually had his face mask on.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
I was being Tom because
he's always around.
You guys came to my gallery, and I had to pretend to be him.
Tom's always around. Yeah.
Oh,
he is always smiling. I mean, I've seen him a few times, but he's a great guy. Asking.
So El Arto's Army, and then your page.
You can. Mine is John Boy's Art.
John Boy's, and that's with
that's
a Z.
On, yeah, with
that's
a Z.
John
that's
Boy's
on Facebook.
Z.
Chris Sanchez.
Chris, where can we get you at?
Christopher Sanchez. I'll speak for him. He's eating right
now. He's eating
Full disclosure, Chris, who had every intentions of being here this evening, was at the last minute called to work late tonight, so he couldn't make it. So we've been having some fun at his expense, but he's a good friend, so we can do that.
He's here in spirit.
He is here in spirit.
Yeah.
Right, Chris? And okay, so and then you find Chris Sanchez on the Facebook and Twitter, John Boy's Art on Twitter. But congratulations on the PBR van with Pabst Blue Ribbon. That was amazing.
Thanks for including us.
Oh,
mentioning us. And
it was great. Go check out his images on John Boy's Art on Instagram as well as PBR van. And follow PBR Van. They're doing amazing adventures throughout America. And if I have to mention the PBR, I'm also going to mention Falling Down Beer. Help me out, bro.
It's Falling Down Beer Company. They're a 10 to Quinder. They're friggin' awesome.
It sounds so easy to say. I almost think I'm not saying it right.
Yeah, no, you're good.
And with the Ninja Chicken.
And the
Hi-ya!
And they do good. Like they have the Scurvy Dan, which is a blood orange IPA.
Oh come on!
They've got so many really good beers.
Say IPA?
Yeah. Oh, they do, and they've got a Suburban Home IPA that'll knock you on your.
Will you
ass.
Let them know that I Where's do an that? Amazing back? Rub?
Tender to Quinder and Warren.
Let them know I do an amazing back rub. They want to come on the show. I just rub their back the whole time.
Hey, Mark, one of the owners, does come on our show on a fairly regular basis.
We'll have to come up here.
I'll
one
up
night.
You. I will rub his back the whole show. I don't know if that's true.
And he does live close by, so yeah.
Perfect. And then, so I guess...
We're almost out. We're Jeremy, almost what out. What plugs do you have for this
Well, week? I just want to thank everyone for listening to our second episode, and we're getting better all the time. I used to... And you can check me out at www.artattheedge.com. That's my gallery website. Follow me on fast_Eddie_JH. on Instagram as well as Twitter. I just made a fast Eddie JH on my Facebook. It used to be Jeremy E. Hansen, business bro man or something stupid. But I just changed it. I was allowed to change it on my Facebook. It's my page on Facebook. Or Hansen Jeremy on Facebook. And where can we find you at, Tony?
Well, before me, Holly, if somebody's looking to hire you to model for them, how can they get in touch with teeth. You?
What was that? Or what?
Or clean their teeth.
Oh.
No, you were going to school. Like freelance or
clean
professionally?
Clean their teeth. I'm going to school to be a vet tech, not dental hygienist. Yeah, school to be a vet tech.
But, you know.
Same thing. If it was on Facebook, it's facebook.com/Holly. That's HOLLIE012. Or the same thing, Holly012 on Twitter.
And we're gonna post some photos of Holly on the Gooder Guys.
Yeah, we'll put some pictures put this way. Photos. Everybody knows what Holly looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, not pictures of us. Who cares about us?
No,
but
we're about me. Stupid.
Well, put pictures of you, young.
Play to your strengths, guys.
You are beautiful.
Play to your strengths.
I'm out of here.
Yeah, that's true. You are a beautiful man. And then so Tony, we're gonna find you at
And you can find me on Facebook at The Art of Tony Maiello. You can find me on Twitter at Tony Maiello.
What was that?
And I know I sniff. You think it was a Cokehead.
How does it smell, though, really? How does it
smell? I can smell it. Hold on. Let me see. I can smell the mic screen here, and it doesn't smell too bad. So whoever's using this before me doesn't have bad breath.
That's
so
nice. That's nice.
On Instagram, Tony Maiello on Instagram. And if you are tuning in to Podcast Detroit on Monday evening – I will be a guest on the Motown Mojo live show along with model Brooke Hayes and the lead singer of the Howling Diablos, Tino Gross.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. So see Monday night.
Yeah, Dom and Kevin have a really good – they're coming out of the gate strong with their first
big time
episode.
Strong, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Johnny B. Badanjic is the drummer
for the Howling Diablos. Yeah. So. And we know him from the gallery.
Yeah. Yeah. So
he's an artist who displays his artwork at River's Edge Gallery.
Cool.
So
that's going to be a fun episode for you, man.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to meeting Tino, man.
And you're going to help us be a better podcast.
Yeah, you know what? I'll listen to what they do and say. Then this way we can figure out how to do it right.
Yeah. Well, and then we'll be in here right after that show. I'll spy on them.
I'll spy on Dave and see what he does to make his
show.
Maybe
we're not drinking enough.
Maybe.
That's pretty much our secret. We sit around and we drink and talk shit for 2 hours. That's our secret.
That's the problem.
Just be yourself, guys. Be yourself.
I don't know what that means. But thank you, everybody, for listening. Please hit us up at the Gooder Guys Show.
Again, thanks to John Marquin for coming in, and thanks to Holly Ogden for sitting in with us.
Thanks to Dave.
And big thanks to Dave from IT and the D.
Pleasure
for
to be
running
here.
The you, board Dave. And making all this happen for us. So we appreciate it.
Make sure you follow us at Gooder Guys Radio on Twitter, the Gooder Guys Show on Facebook. It's 11 o'clock. We love you. Maybe. Yeah, we do. And
we out.
Peace, love.
Try to finish off your drinks. Get your numbers. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
That's true.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Later.
This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. This is a previously recorded episode of The Gooder Guys Show.